So the time, the opportunity that we have now, we are to do the work with all of our might. Let's ask the Lord's blessing upon this time together. Father, we just ask that you would be here today, and I pray, Lord, that I would be able to speak some words that would be of help to those that are graduating, and Lord, also for all of us. Lord, that we would live this life and live in service for you. We would give you all of our might and strength, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Charles Swindoll told this story. He said, "I smiled thinking of what happened when I had my oil changed recently. I knelt down and watched as the mechanic took a section off underneath my trunk that I'd never seen taken off before, though I had the oil changed by other mechanics. I asked, 'Hey, what are you doing down there?' He looked at me and said, 'Are you the owner?' I said, 'Yep.' He said, 'Well, this ought to be taken off and cleaned every 8 to 10,000 miles. When he finally got it off, it was gunky looking underneath. He took a rag and wiped it all off. Then he put this shield back on underneath where nobody would ever see what he had done. And I said, 'You always wipe all that off underneath there?' He said, 'Yep.' I said, 'But nobody will ever see it.' His reply, 'But I do.'" Excellence in his work. Even as a mechanic, he was able to do his work with all of his might. Whatever job you take in life, strive for excellence. Do it with all your might. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it to the best of your God-given ability. You know, that's all that God expects of us, to do the best that we can do. Charles Swindoll said, "And guess where I'm going next time to have my oil job and lube job done?" He's going back to that mechanic because he strove for excellence. He lived a life of integrity, even when nobody would see what he was doing. Well, I promise you an acrostic with the word grad, and the G in grad will stand for God. And I think that's appropriate because God is to be first place in our lives. First letter, G, in the word grad, stands for God. Put God first. You might be starting out with a career, but put God ahead of that career. You might be starting out pretty soon with a family, and your family is very important, and your family should come next to God, your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You put him first. Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The things that you need in life, the things that we think are so important in life, if we would seek God's kingdom first, all of those other things we would find, the Lord would take care of them. And we don't have to worry about those things if we put him first. So I would challenge you this morning to always put God first in your life. You know, the first and the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. So do that. The R in grad stands for redeeming the time. I remember when I graduated from high school and even college, I thought, I got a lot of time. It's amazing how fast life goes by. I stand before you today at the age of 41. If I live to be 75, which is around the national average, I have 34 years left. I figured out how many days that was, because the Lord says that we are to number our days and apply our hearts unto wisdom. I only have 12,410 days left. That is not a long time. And I would challenge you to do some math yourself. Graduates, how'd you do in math class? Find out how many days you have left and redeem the time, because the days are evil. Somebody said that life is a race against time, to see how much you can accomplish for the Lord before it's time to go home to eternal glory. So live life as a race against time. The G in grad stands for God. The R stands for redeeming the time. The A stands for accept. Accept God's providence. Accept divine providence. So many people get bitter at God because of the things that happen in their life. And they're just not willing to accept the providence of God. As Christians, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. So instead of fighting against God in your life, and you'd be much further ahead to accept the things that happen and to ask God how you can learn and grow through those situations. God will not do anything in your life that is not for your benefit, that is not for your good. And so accept that and begin to work with it. You won't see all of the results in how God is working and conforming you into the image of Christ. You won't see all those results right away. You might not see all those results until you get to heaven someday. But know by faith that God is working all things for your ultimate good. The G stands for what? God. R stands for redeeming the time. And the A stands for acceptance. Accept God's providence. And the D in grad stands for demonstrate genuine love. People are looking for love. In fact, they say that the three greatest needs people have is love, joy, and peace. It just happens to be the fruit of the Spirit. People are looking for genuine love. You be one that demonstrates that genuine love. You know, the world sings and talks so much about love, but it really doesn't know what love is at all. If you love in the right way and demonstrate genuine love, Jesus said, by that act, all men will know that you are my disciples. That is one of the things that separates the disciples of Christ from everybody else on the face of the earth. The disciples of Christ know how to demonstrate genuine love. The world's kind of love is selfish. It's lustful. The Christian love is to be different. Demonstrate genuine love. Love covers a multitude of sins. Discover that it's more important to keep a friend than it is to win an argument. Demonstrate genuine love. The G stands for God. The R stands for the A stands for and the D stands for. If you do those things, just four simple things, I believe that you will be successful in life. You'll have your needs met. You will feel fulfillment. And I base the success on God's view of success, not necessarily man's view of success. But it's God's approval that we are after anyway. If your head's bowed and your eyes closed this morning, that's it for the devotional this morning. Seek God first. Put Him first. Redeem the time because the days are evil. Accept divine providence and demonstrate genuine love. Father, I pray today that You would give us all grace to be able to apply these simple truths this morning. Lord, Your word is so true. It's simple and yet profound. Sometimes we try to make it more difficult than it really is. But Lord, we do need Your grace to be able to do this because it goes against the natural way of doing things. Help us again, we pray. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.